Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Civil War Barons by historian Jeffrey D. Wirt is narrative history focused on the northern business and industrial figures, whose work helped make Union victory possible and accelerated the transformation of the United States into a modern industrial economy. Instead of recounting campaigns and generals, Wirt profiles a group of financiers, manufacturers, inventors, and transportation and logistics leaders who supplied weapons, food, clothing, equipment, and movement at the scale the war demanded, organized in thematic chapters. The book shows how private initiative and public need interacted as federal authorities, contractors, and innovators tried to solve urgent problems of production, procurement, and distribution. Wirt draws on a wide range of historical sources, including archival collections, business records, and period journalism, to build vivid, accessible vignettes. The result is an economic and technological companion to battlefield histories, arguing that the Union war effort depended not only on soldiers and strategy but also on management capacity, industrial output, and inventive problem-solving. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, industrial capacity as a decisive advantage. A central theme of Civil War Barons is that the North entered the conflict with structural economic advantages and then expanded them dramatically under wartime pressure. Wirt emphasizes how factories, machine tools, and skilled labor could be redirected toward military needs, helping the Union field and sustain large armies over years of campaigning. The book frames this as more than sheer volume of production. It was the ability to scale, standardize, and repeat processes that mattered, turning workshops and regional industries into reliable supply systems. By focusing on business leaders and industrial organizers, Wirt illustrates how decisions about output, contracts, and manufacturing methods shaped what soldiers carried, wore, and used. This approach clarifies why the war became a proving ground for American industrialization, with wartime demand stimulating investment, experimentation, and expansion. It also helps readers connect economic history to outcomes, showing how industrial power translated into strategic endurance, faster replacement of material, and the logistical resilience needed to keep armies operating in multiple theaters. Secondly, inventors and improvisers solving battlefield problems. Wirt devotes significant attention to inventors and technically minded entrepreneurs who responded to urgent wartime needs with new devices and improved manufacturing methods. Rather than treating innovation as a side story, the book positions it as a practical response to shortages, performance gaps, and the realities of mass warfare. In some chapters, Wirt pairs figures to show different styles of problem solving, including men associated with major advances in artillery and small arms. These stories highlight how innovation required more than a clever design. Inventors needed capital, production capacity, and access to decision makers to get ideas adopted at scale. The book also notes that technological progress could outpace institutions, as procurement systems and skeptical commanders sometimes slowed adoption. By tracing how certain innovations moved from prototype to production, Wirt shows the interplay among engineering, business judgment, and wartime urgency. The theme ultimately broadens the meaning of wartime leadership, placing inventiveness and industrial adaptability alongside strategy and command. Thirdly, finance, contracting, and the machinery of mobilization. Another important topic is the financial and administrative infrastructure required to wage a long, expensive conflict. Wirt discusses how the Union relied on mechanisms that connected citizens, capital markets, and the federal government, including efforts to fund the war through large-scale bond sales. The book uses such examples to demonstrate that mobilization was not just about making goods, but also about paying for them and creating public confidence in the government's ability to sustain the fight. Wirt also explores how contracts and procurement created opportunities for business expansion while forcing rapid learning inside government bureaus. This perspective reveals the hidden architecture of victory marketing, logistics of payment, and the management of enormous material flows. At the same time, the theme invites readers to consider the complexities of profit and patriotism in wartime economies. Even when ethical debates are not the main focus, the narrative underscores that the Union war effort depended on a tight coupling of public policy and private enterprise. Fourthly, feeding, clothing, and equipping armies at scale. Civil War Barons repeatedly returns to a basic truth of the conflict: armies move on supplies, not speeches. Wirt highlights business figures connected to food production and preservation, agricultural equipment, footwear, and other necessities that rarely dominate traditional Civil War narratives. By bringing these sectors forward, the book shows how the Union's ability to maintain steady provisioning reduced the operational risks that come from hunger, disease, worn-out clothing, and inadequate equipment. Wartime demand encouraged mechanization and standardized production, pushing American firms toward methods that could deliver consistent quality in huge quantities. These chapters also illustrate the interdependence among farms, factories, rail lines, and quartermaster systems. A preserved food innovation mattered because it could be distributed. A manufacturing advance mattered because it could be repeated. The effect is a more complete picture of how industrial and agricultural change supported combat effectiveness. Wirt uses such stories to remind readers that the homefront economy, including mundane items like shoes and tools, was a strategic resource. Lastly, transportation networks and the rise of national markets. The book also emphasizes that production alone could not win the war without transportation and distribution systems capable of moving men and materials across long distances. Wirt highlights how railroads and shipping, supported by prominent transportation entrepreneurs, became essential to the Union's operational reach. These networks allowed rapid reinforcement, large-scale supply movements, and better coordination across multiple fronts. In doing so, they also accelerated the integration of regional economies into a more unified national market. Wirt presents transportation as both a wartime tool and a driver of post-war change, since investments, managerial practices, and infrastructure developed during the conflict continued shaping the economy afterward. This topic links the battlefield to the broader modernization story. The Union war effort depended on synchronized schedules, standardized equipment, and management systems that could handle complexity. By foregrounding movement and connectivity, the book helps readers understand the Civil War as an event that tested the nation's capacity for large-scale organization and laid foundations for the industrial age that followed. In conclusion, Civil War Barons will appeal to Civil War readers who want a clearer understanding of how the Union translated resources into sustained military power, as well as to anyone interested in the history of American business, technology, and state building. Students and general readers can benefit from its accessible structure and character-driven approach. Since it presents economic and industrial history through focused profiles rather than abstract theory, intellectually, the book sharpens a key lesson: victory depended on systems. Factories, finance, transportation, and procurement created the conditions in which strategy and courage could matter over four grinding years. Readers also gain a richer sense of continuity between wartime mobilization and post-war modernization, including the emergence of larger enterprises and more integrated national markets. Compared with many Civil War books that remain centered on generals and battles, Wirt offers a complementary angle that explains the material foundations behind operations in the field. By highlighting both famous names and lesser-known contributors, the book broadens the cast of historical actors and encourages readers to see the conflict as a national, industrial, and organizational turning point. Not only a military and political crisis. If you would like to support Jeffrey D. Wirt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.